This year's observance of Black History Month, that's February all across the United States, promises to be a particularly rich experience. 2013 marks important anniversaries in the civil rights movement. The March on Washington was held 50 years ago, and the Emancipation Proclamation was signed 150 years ago. Right now, we'll explore some intriguing historical sites that are scattered all across the country, but particularly in the Southeast. Many of them may seem small or lack grandiosity, but seeing them for yourself can help you understand the contributions made by the people of past generations to the freedoms we value today in America. We're joined right now by Lydia Sermons, the Executive Director of the African American Experience Fund. That's at aaexperience.org. Her organization promotes the importance of visiting and preserving heritage sites operated by the National Park Service. Lydia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me here, Rick.
This is an exciting year.
It is an exciting year for civil rights in our country, dating back to the Civil War era, all the way up to the Civil Rights era, which is being commemorated by the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech in August 2013.
And as the executive director of the African American Experience Fund, describe in a nutshell your mission, what your work is all about.
Our mission is to preserve the rich history of African Americans and to ensure that we connect more young people, youth, and adults with this rich history to hear the full and rich stories of African American history in our nation. All of the sites that we support are actually National Historic Parks that are part of the Park Service. Our relationship with these sites is to raise money for these sites, to create educational programs around these sites, to enhance the stories that are being told through these sites. The African American Experience Fund is a program of the National Park Foundation, which is the official charity and nonprofit partner to our national parks.
How many sites that relate to African American history that are part of our National Historic Sites or National Park system are you working with to help preserve and promote the story of African American history in our country?
We are currently working with 25 African American historic sites, which includes the National Underground Railroad Network to Freedom, which runs across the entire country, as well as the National Gullah Geechee Heritage Territory, which runs throughout the South and expands from North Carolina all the way down to Florida. All of the sites that are listed on our website that we support actually have rangers that are there that you can schedule guided tours with. You can go on the website, you can book your travel in advance. Great places to visit during spring break, or whether it's a Saturday. These sites are open on the weekends. These sites are often open on holidays. And many of our sites, in fact, I would venture to say most of our sites are actually fee-free sites. There's no cost to admission, just the cost of your time.
Lydia, it's a relatively new site, opened, I think, just in the summer of 2011, the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. Describe that site to us, and what are your thoughts about that memorial?
It's a beautiful site that sits on the National Mall just along the banks of the Potomac River. And that site is very significant because it is the first site on the National Mall that is dedicated to an African American. It's a beautiful marble site. It's just breathtaking. And if you ever have a chance to visit that site, I believe one of the best times of day to visit that site is at sunset. It's just worth seeing. It's worth building into your itinerary. And it commemorates the life of Dr. Martin Luther King and his leadership on civil rights in America, but not just civil rights for African Americans. Dr. King, when he gave that speech back in 1963 on the National Mall, there were also representatives from the Native American community, from Latino communities, from Asian communities. So the civil rights story that is commemorated on the National Mall goes beyond the story of African Americans. We've seen pictures of Dr. King and representatives from other cultures and other races that were actually present there to be a part of this civil rights journey. So it's a site that is representative of all of Americans in our rich history with regards to civil rights.
I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Lydia Sermons, and Lydia is the executive director of the African American Experience Fund. Lydia, let's just say we're planning a family trip.
Sure.
And we want to expose our children to this exciting struggle and have it culminate in Washington, D.C. And of course, you can't do everything because you got to drive from point to point. But you're starting in the southeast of the United States and you're working to Washington, D.C. What are three or four or five stops you'd want to weave together for an itinerary, and why would those be important?
Sure. So let's say you're in Georgia and you're starting in Atlanta. Certainly the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site in Atlanta, Georgia is a great place to visit, and there's so much history there. Of course, the life of Dr. King and his birthplace and his church and his home, his burial is commemorated there. And then if you come on up through places like South Carolina and North Carolina, you have the famous F.W. Woolworth building in Greensboro, North Carolina. There was a sit-in at a lunch counter there to protest African Americans not being able to actually be seated. So that's an amazing site that's being preserved. You can come all the way up through Virginia, and in Richmond, there's an amazing site there. It actually predates the Civil War era, but there's a home there called the Maggie Lena Walker Home. And Maggie Lena Walker is an African-American woman who was the first woman to charter a bank in the United States.
First woman?
African-American woman.
What year was that?
1904.
Okay.
And against all odds, she started a bank that gave rise to an amazing community in Richmond, Virginia. So people are very familiar with Harlem, for instance, and the wealth of Harlem. Well, there was a Harlem in the South, and it was called the Jackson Ward Community in Richmond, Virginia. So before there was Harlem, there was Jackson Ward, and the home still exists. It's an amazing site that is beautifully preserved. If you walk through it, you will see her in her everyday life, pictures with Frederick Douglass and gentlemen during that era who made history. It's just a fabulous
wow.
site. And then, of course, if you come on up to Washington, D.C., we have five sites in the D.C. metropolitan area that commemorate African-American history and the struggle for civil rights. One of them, of course, being the Frederick Douglass home, which is an amazing site here. It sits on the highest point of Washington, D.C., and you can actually go up to Frederick Douglass's home and look down on the nation's capital. It's an amazing, breathtaking place to visit and walk through his house and where he lived and see his library, see the clothes that he wore. And you can see the desk that he sat at. You can see some of his writings. It's just an amazing location for you to see this great orator in the place that inspired him to serve as an advocate and an abolitionist. It's the place that gave birth to his newspaper, The North Star. We also have the Mary McLeod Bethune House here. Mary McLeod Bethune was the first African-American to serve as a presidential advisor.
She advised Roosevelt, right?
That's correct, and had a very, very, very close relationship with Eleanor Roosevelt.
Hmm.
And she also convened many of the nation's up-and-coming civil rights leaders in her home, who began to petition the White House for changes in civil rights policies. So she was a very influential policy advisor as well as an educator. We also have the Carter G. Woodson home here in Washington, D.C., which is under major renovation, but that's also a very significant site here, and it's a story worth looking into to learn more about Carter G. Woodson. Carter G. Woodson was the founder of Black History Month.
Lydia, when you think about all of these very important historic sites, would you say that they did not get the respect they deserved until after the great accomplishments of the civil rights movement in the last generation, and you've got some catching up to do, and is that part of the mission of your organization?
We recognize that the stories of African Americans and our rich contributions to American history have never been fully and accurately told. So it is our singular goal to ensure that the rich contributions of African Americans to American history are fully and more accurately told. And not just to African-American populations, to all populations throughout the nation, because it's so important that we understand what has brought us together as a nation. We built this country together. We are all a part of these United States of America, and we have facets of our history that people just don't know and they don't know about. So our goal is to make sure we are bringing this rich history to the forefront as people visit these national park sites.
Of course, you're the executive director of the African American Experience Fund, but you're also the mother of three. Tell us about your parenting experience, taking your kids to some of these sites. And what was that like as a mother, and what kind of impact did that have on your children?
Well, if you could see me now, you could see a big grin on my face as you talk about that, because one of the things that I am determined to do is to ensure that my children know about this rich and diverse history that it took me years to come into the knowledge of. It wasn't really until I took on this position that I really began to look more and more about the contributions that African Americans have made to American history and to dig into these stories. So I went on a Southern driving tour last summer with my three children. I have a set of twins who are in elementary school and kindergarten now, and I have a seven-year-old. And I took them with me. We had visited Hilton Head, for instance. On many occasions, we visited Hilton Head to experience the beach there. But it wasn't until I came into this job that I learned about a community and the rich African-American history at Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. And there is a community there called the Mitchellville community. Mitchellville was the first free African-American community during the Civil War. During the Civil War, the slaves that were there on Hilton Head Island were moved over into this area of the island and actually then brought down African-American soldiers to protect this new community. And it was an amazing, wealthy community right there on Hilton Head Island. In fact, some of those families are still there and are landowners on Hilton Head Island. And there's a restoration project underway to restore the Mitchellville community, to build a museum there, to replicate part of this community. And so I took my children with me to experience and to walk the grounds of this community that was right there on the banks of the Savannah Wow. River. So the first African-American free community that was protected by African-Americans who built an earthen wooden fort called Fort Howell that was built by African-American soldiers. And you can see where the moat was. There's a little bridge that is still there to show you where the moat was to cross over onto Fort Howell. And when my two sons crossed over on the moat, they said, wow, Mommy, this is really cool.
Oh, man.
So through these experiences, I am taking my children across country so that they can learn about this rich history, because they're asking me questions about why were African Americans enslaved? Why did that have to happen? And what did it take for, you know, President Lincoln to actually free the slaves? So they're asking me questions that are forcing me to also learn this history so that I can teach them in a way that my generation was not taught.
From a parent's point of view, what would the top three or four experiences to gain an empathy for the struggles and an appreciation of how far we've come and how horrible it was?
I would say if you have the opportunity to experience an Underground Railroad Network to Freedom site, that is a great start, whether it's in Boston or Nebraska City or another location, because, again, you get the experience of walking back into time and experiencing what real life was like for individuals of that time versus visiting a monument that commemorates what happened. The Tuskegee Airmen Institute in Alabama is another great site which tells the story of African Americans who, you know, were pilots and against all odds succeeded in helping this nation win a war.
And the spirit, the patriotic spirit of, even though these African American airmen were segregated, they gave it all to this society. And it's hard to imagine as recent as our lifetimes, we have these courageous patriots who were still segregated.
That's correct. And there are places in Louisiana like the Cane River Creole Plantation where you can actually still see physical structures, multiple structures that still exist that you can walk through, and you can see the artifacts that have been preserved from that day and age. So those are some amazing sites.
Lydia Sermons of the African American Experience Fund is cluing us in on the value of experiencing the history and people who help shape America and the freedoms we enjoy today. A list of sites and the stories they contribute is at aaexperience.org. And the National Park Service provides heritage itineraries on its website. That's at nps.gov. Most of us know about the Underground Railroad back in slavery times. Let's think in terms of an itinerary. Tell us about the Underground Railroad network to freedom and how we would see that today.
The Underground Railroad network to freedom is an amazing trail that runs throughout this entire country from north to south, east and west, that guided many people to final destinations, whether they were headed north to Canada or whether they were headed to South America on their quest to drive towards freedom. And so I had the pleasure of visiting a site out in Omaha, Nebraska. And what was so amazing, it's called the Mayhew Cabin in Nebraska City. And it's a two-story log cabin site that was an abolitionist family site that has still been preserved right there in Nebraska City by the city. And what's amazing is you can actually go underneath this log cabin home and have the actual underground tunnel experience. They've got the little anterooms underground that shows where slaves were actually hidden when the soldiers would come looking for them. And you walk through this tunnel and it lets out to a ravine, so you get that real life experience. So I encourage families to go online, look up these places, and go visit them.
Now that sounds really incredible. That sounds like the best single opportunity for an American family to get a sense of what that must have been like to be escaping on the Underground Railroad to freedom.
It was bone-chilling to actually walk underground through this tunnel that led out to a ravine, which is very much like the experience that slaves went through during that era. But I will tell you, most of these historic sites, the African heritage sites, are still well-preserved to this day. So when you walk into these places, it's like you're walking back in time.
What an exciting job you have. Lydia Sermons, the executive director of the African American Experience Fund, preserving and promoting national park sites that tell the stories of African Americans. Lydia, what's the most gratifying thing about your work?
The most gratifying thing about my work is watching the faces, listening to the questions, hearing the responses from young people like my three children when they learn about someone like Dr. Martin Luther King and Frederick Douglass. And when I explain to them that we can live in the community that we live in today, we can have the jobs we have, we can attend the schools that we attend because of the work of these people and because of their hard-fought battles. So the most gratifying part of my job is seeing this awakening in the minds of young people when they connect with this rich history.
Lydia Sermons, thank you so much and best wishes with your work.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
The riverbank makes a very good road. The dead trees will show you the way. Left foot, pick foot, traveling on. Follow the drinking gourd. The river ends between two hills. Follow the drinking gourd. There's another river on the other side. Follow the drinking gourd. When the great big river meets the little river, follow the drinking gourd. For the old man is waiting for to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd.
Travel with Rick Steves is produced at Europe Through the Back Door in Edmonds, Washington by Tim Tatton with Sarah McCormick. Thanks to the Radio Foundation in New York City and National Public Radio in Washington for their help today. You can chat with Rick and his guests. Simply add your email address to the Sign Me Up link, and that's in the radio section of our website. That way we can notify you of our next recording sessions and topics. That's all at ricksteves.com. And we'll look for you again next week with more Travel with Rick Steves.